If you consider what actually works for startups and you learn the right process, you can apply this to many areas of dentistry, but especially your journey toward practice ownership. So if you've wondered how to go from maybe years of dreaming of owning a practice and transfer all the ideas into a real opening day where you're the owner, where you set the standards, where you're in control, then this is the right podcast for you to be listening to.
This is the Startup Dentist Podcast, where associate dentists ignite their journey to practice ownership with a startup that matters. Learn from the experts who have opened more private practice startups than anyone in dentistry, led by your host and CEO of Ideal Practices, Jamie Amos.
Welcome to the Startup Dentist Podcast. You've made it to the masterclass made just for doctors considering startup practices. It's been said that 84% of students and associates desire to own a practice. Maybe that's you. If you're one of those doctors who wants to become a practice owner, you're in the right place. See, the reality is that a startup practice, it's not necessarily right for everybody. But if you consider what actually works for startups and you learn the right process, you can apply this to many areas of dentistry, but especially your journey toward practice ownership. So if you've wondered how to go from maybe years of dreaming of owning a practice and transfer all the ideas into a real opening day where you're the owner, where you set the standards, where you're in control, then this is the right podcast for you to be listening to. If you're one of the doctors who says, you know, I know I want to become a practice owner, but this startup concept, it sounds crazy. It sounds too risky. I even remember people back in dental school. Maybe you've thought this. I remember people in dental school saying startups don't work. They're too risky. Maybe you even heard of other colleagues, true stories of colleagues who open startup practices and they struggle. I'm sure you've heard some of those stories of heartbreaking stories of doctors who try to learn this process on their own and they end up with financial problems that sometimes last years. Others open practices, and you've probably heard some of these stories. They'll open practices and never really enjoy what they've created because it wasn't set up right the first time. Listen, my name's Jamie Amos, and I'm the CEO of Ideal Practices. My team of consultants and I, we have helped more associate dentists open startup practices than anyone in dentistry. We've done this all over the country, and my desire is to share this knowledge with more doctors so we can help protect the future of private practice ownership. That's what this podcast is about. That's why this podcast will feel like a masterclass, where you learn what actually works, not the ideas and the theories from random people who've opened just one startup one time in one town with mediocre results. Listen, there are plenty of those opinions out there. You can get on any online forum or online group and you'll hear plenty of those opinions. But no, what I want to share with you, what my team of experts and I are going to be talking you through during this masterclass, will be the process that actually works. Now, what do I mean by works? I mean the process that answers questions like, well, is a startup worth the risk, right? It's a fair question. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about, is it worth the risk, especially compared to the other options? We're going to talk about questions like, how do I even get new patients? It's a good question, right? Do you really feel like opening your doors with zero patients? No, that's insane. I'm going to be sharing case studies with you and trainings with you and introducing you to the top experts in the country just for startups who've helped open practices with hundreds of patients even in their first week. Now, let me put that in perspective. The average established practice in America sees 20 to 30 new patients per month. And I'm going to be sharing stories with you and real principles, actual strategies that work to bring in hundreds of new patients even in the first week. Could these ideas work for established practices? Maybe, but I don't know. The reality is with a startup, you have the opportunity to create a culture. You have the opportunity to create a practice DNA. You literally have the chance one time to create a culture and a reputation in the community where you want to serve, attracting specific populations of patients who you enjoy serving most. So could you just go apply these random ideas to a different assortment of practices or try to attach some of these concepts into other solutions? I guess you could. But what I have seen is that when you stack this process together the right way, the results begin to compound on top of themselves. You've heard that old story of the snowball effect. The snowball starts small, and if you pack it well, it rolls bigger. And then it naturally rolls even bigger. And the bigger it gets, the more momentum down a hill it can build. As it builds and builds and builds, the snowball has more and more effect on the world with less and less effort from you as it rolls down the hill and grows even bigger. Much of a startup practice, if you do it the right way, compounds results and gets bigger with a bigger impact with even less results, a little like that. So some other questions that we're going to be talking through are questions like, which pieces of the business of practice ownership do I need to understand? Especially if you're going into a startup practice situation, we need to talk about things like, how do I hire the right people the first time? How do I set standards and protocol and systems? We call this the startup MBA. We'll talk quite a bit about that over the course of this masterclass. Or how about questions like, should I buy or should I rent real estate? Which path is right? We're going to talk about questions like demographics and financing, but all of those things, let me minimize it all down to one simple topic covered by three simple letters. Ready? This is it. We're going to cover the whole masterclass with one simple topic and three simple letters. The simple topic is how to go from idea to opening day with a startup that matters. It's a big promise, right? But that's what we're going to talk through. That's what this masterclass will be about. The three letters are the three P's. This entire masterclass and every startup we've ever helped breaks down into these three P's. The three P's are practice, profit, and purpose. Practice, profit, and purpose. What do I mean by that? Well, I'll give you a very brief overview now, and then we'll cover it in our first few sessions of the masterclass. The first, practice. When I talk about practice, what I'm referring to is the actual building, the structure, the building. We've defined this as the 13 stages. Inside the topic of practice, there are 13 specific steps that need to be followed in order to get you the business plan, the financing, the strategies, the demographics, the floor plans, the real estate, the construction, all the concepts, all the pieces to build your practice. The second component that we'll talk through is profits. When I refer to profits, I'm actually talking about being profitable. That doesn't necessarily mean I'm talking about creating the most profits. Frankly, the most profits is a topic probably better reserved for corporate dentistry. Listen, I'm not interested, and if I hope you're not interested in simply squeezing every last penny out of a patient experience. I don't think that's you, but for the people who are listening, who are looking for answers like that, you're listening to the wrong podcast, and I would actually like you to stop listening now and delete your subscription to this podcast now. Because the beauty of private practice ownership and the opportunity for dentistry to serve patients in their communities isn't just about spreadsheets. It's not just about extracting the most money from your neighbors and your community members. That's not what this is about. This is about delivering real care. This is about being trusted. This is about setting a standard where you attract incredible team members to your practice. When I talk about profits, I'm talking about setting a standard, a culture, a reputation based on values, not just discounts. I'll say that again. This is about structuring a practice of values, not just discounts. And that is where corporate dentistry goes wrong. And that is where so many other colleagues in dentistry have struggled with startups. They don't know how to build these pieces right the first time, which is what you will learn. We refer to this, as I mentioned before, as the Startup MBA. The Startup MBA has 10 specific components that help you have a real business before you open. Now, unfortunately, most colleagues in dentistry, they don't know any better, and they try to figure this out through trial and error. So for them, as they're pursuing profits, they're kind of trying to learn on the job. They're trying to create the structure for a business while they're open. And listen, there will be some of those adjustment moments. There will be some times during your practice ownership journey where you need to make adjustments, of course. But I would love for you to open your doors day one, the first day. I'd love for you to open your doors and have your entire community know what you stand for. I'd love for the entire community to be coming to your practice and have an incredible experience on day one. I'd love for you to have all your financial policies, your marketing strategies, internal, not external. I'd love for you to be able to have your insurance strategies. All of those things are part of the Startup MBA. When I talk about profits, I'm referring to a real business of a practice. So that's the profits section of what we're going to be talking about through this masterclass. And then finally, purpose. We're going from practice to profits to purpose. Now, when I'm referring to purpose, I'm talking about having a practice that stands for something. I'm talking about having a practice that your team members commit to, not just for a paycheck, but for a purpose. I'm talking about having a startup practice where you don't need to wait 5 or 10 years to earn a good reputation in your community. You do not need to do that with a startup, because if you do it right, I'll even tell you story after story. I just got an email yesterday from one of our clients who is 4 weeks away from opening his practice. He said, oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's working. And what he sent me is a link. I clicked on the link and it's a picture of him on the cover homepage of his local newspaper. He's on the cover homepage of his local newspaper, big picture of him standing in front of his building. The irony here is that he's not open for 4 more weeks. The beauty is that the entire article talked about how he is going to be serving his community. The funny thing about the picture is that he's standing there with his arms folded, very proud, in his scrubs in front of a building that doesn't even have a sign yet. So what does that mean? That means that he's getting the publicity. He's getting the coverage, the exposure. He's getting the recognition for his values even before he opens. Pretty powerful, right? I'm going to be talking to you about doctors all over the country who stand for something great, even beyond the chair. We're going to talk about making sure that you have the standards that deliver an incredible care-based experience. Incredible clinical standards are imperative so that you can serve your communities in dentistry. But what purpose will you serve even beyond that? So when I talk about practice and profit and purpose, these are the three P's. We're going to have an incredible journey through this process to go from idea to opening day with a startup that matters. My name's Jamie Amos, CEO of Ideal Practices. I cannot wait to dive into this with you. So hang on tight. Here we go. How would you like to attend a 2-day startup course with me and my team of experts? The Startup Practice Blueprint course is coming up soon, where my team of experts and I will work one-on-one with you to plan out your entire startup. Hundreds of doctors around the country have attended the Startup Practice Blueprint, and they've learned how this practice changes their career, their future, and their life. I'd love to meet you face to face at the event. There are only 24 seats, and you can apply for one of the spots now at www.startuppracticeblueprint.com.